The Flight of the Empathy, an original episodic audio drama presented by David Perkey Studios featuring members of the IGD talent pool. Featuring Sky Gager as Pyxis, Abigail Turner as Pegasus, Kelly Jones as Dr. Birming, and David Perkey as the Commander. Written by David Perkey.
Good morning, Commander. I've brought coffee.
Thank you, Pyxis. How's the ship holding up this starry morning?
Engine is holding up well in the ice storm. Internal hardware is all operating at 100% functionality. And, most importantly, the coffee maker is working better than ever, despite Dr. Birming's attempt to orchestrate and manipulate its removal.
Did I hear my name?
No. I said learning, not Birming.
The air pressure really messes with the...
I know what's going on here. You both are still upset that I suggested you stop the consumption of coffee, as it does not provide enough health benefits to outweigh the negative effect it has on your physical health.
But it does provide many vital benefits to our health, particularly mental. You wouldn't want half the crew of our small exploratory rocket to suddenly sink into the darkest despair and exhaustion, would you?
I give up. Make sure to eat at 0800 sharp. We need to track your vitals precisely for this trip.
Absolutely. And, Doctor, despite the war you're waging, thank you.
Am I missing a party up here?
No. Just the boys complaining about me looking after their health. I need to go log their poor attitudes in my daily report to the station.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Pegasus. You look well rested.
Thanks, Pegasus. Commander, I've got my report ready for the new asteroid cluster.
Ah, perfect timing. Navigation shows we're about 33 hours out from touchdown, AP engaged in 12.
My readouts are equally satisfactory. Early samples from the PLR drones show a small cluster of stardust 9AL on the north face. We should be able to extract it in one E-cycle.
Excellent. Good work, Pegasus. Pyxis, will you go check that the AP overrides are all positioned for the switch?
I actually just did on my way up, Commander. They're all in tip-top shape.
Well, all the same, please give them a double check. I'd like a private word with our science officer.
Yes. of course, Commander.
Am I in trouble, Commander? I know this is my first solo flight as the science officer, but I've been trying so hard, and if you'll just give me a chance, I can...
Pegasus, calm down. Have a seat.
Yes, Commander.
You've done nothing wrong, Pegasus. In fact, you've done quite a lot right. Orion was correct to recommend you for her position when she stepped down. Your behavior on this EADOR mission has been exemplary, and I actually asked to speak with you because, well, I wanted to offer you a full-time position aboard the Empathy.
Yes! Well, yes. Yes. I mean, that would be a privilege, Commander.
Excellent. When we get back to the station, I'll have you sign the paperwork, but I'm pleased to welcome you aboard full-time, Pegasus. Do you have any questions for me at this time, Science Officer?
No, Commander, just thank you. I know I've told you before, but I've been working towards this opportunity for years, so thank you.
Of course, Pegasus. You earned your place here.
Thank you, Commander. Permission to go throw up from the nerves, Commander?
Granted.
Thank you.
So, did he offer you to join full-time?
Yes! I can't believe it. I expected my trial to last much longer than just a month. I can't believe it.
Well, you proved yourself. Between you and me, I've heard him compliment you many times when you're not around. You impressed him, which is hard to do if I do say so myself.
Well, I respect him immensely. He's super young to be in command of the Empathy, but no one ever questions that choice. Do you know what happened? I mean, he's obviously brilliant, but you usually have to be connected to one of the three schools to gain a commander's position, and usually have to wait for years after graduation. And as far as anyone's told me, well, he never graduated.
No one really knows. He's just always been in command. But you're right. No one at the station questions it.
Are you two done gossiping up there?
Not quite. Especially if you have anything to add?
I do not. And if you're going to gossip, Do it over the intercom so I can hear you.
Sorry about that, Dr. Birmingham. No known information about our commander's origins, then?
Pyxis, if you're going to gossip about your commander, I'd recommend switching over to the crew intercom instead of using the group channel.
Oops. Pretend you didn't hear that, sir.
I will. Carry on, I'll pretend I can't hear. And Dr. Birmingham?
Yes, Commander?
The first letter is N.
What does that mean, Dr. Birmingham? The first letter is N?
All right. So I may have been as curious as you two are and asked the Commander what his given name is. And it turns out that no one knows. We have a little bet now that if I can figure it out without guessing, then he has to wear any hat of my choosing for an entire EADOR.
Huh. So N is the first letter of his name?
I guess. It's a start, anyway.
Nolan. Niall. Noah? Nigel. The good news is that there aren't a whole lot of common N names, so we have less options than some other letters. But is he talking about his first or last name?
And I have no idea.
Crew, to your stations, please. There's incoming debris, port bow. Countermeasures engaged. 60 seconds until impact. Strap in, please.
Debris? From what?
I don't know. There was nothing in the commander's report about that.
30 seconds, crew. Ice storm is making this worse. Brace for impact.
You're too far away from our driver's seats. We can't make it back.
Come on. Let's get to yours. There'll be room enough for both.
I do think our masses combined
no
does
time
exceed
to
the holding capacity.
Come on.
Birmingham, I see you're strapped in. Pegasus, Pyxis, get strapped in now. 15 seconds.
There's no way. We'll both fit.
It'll be fine. I have a plan. Get in.
Here we go, crew. Impact. Brace. Is everyone all right? Status report.
No! Pyxis is stuck under a pipe that broke off! I'm coming! Help! Hang on!
Please!
I can't live this by myself!
It's gonna be okay. We just need to get this off of you. Hold on. You're gonna be okay! Oh, God, your legs shouldn't look like that! God, this is probably not helpful to say right now. Just hang in there. You're gonna be okay!
All right, Pyxis. Deep breaths.
Pegasus, please assist me in lifting this. Dr. Birmingham.
Yes, sir.
Please pull Pyxis free after Pegasus and I have lifted this pipe off. Pegasus, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
There you are, Pyxis. Now deep breaths for me. I'm going to give you a little morphine to calm you down. I need you to breathe, all right? Everything is going to be okay.
My leg probably shouldn't be turned around like that, huh?
What did we hit? Where did that debris come from?
Unfortunately, the ice storm outside caused our DDS to fail. As far as what that debris is, I have no idea, but we're gonna find out. Doctor, continue your care for Mr. Pyxis.
Yes, Commander.
Miss Pegasus, please join me on the command deck. Miss Pegasus, our newest science officer, how's your emergency operations protocol knowledge?
In theory, stellar, but severely lacking in personal experience, I'm afraid.
Well then, now is your trial by fire, Miss Pegasus. Welcome to the Empathy. Open control panel mark D5 on the far wall. You're looking for 9 overlays. I need to know which have tripped. They'll be marked by numbers.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's figure out what hit us. I'm just going to perform a quick systems check. Keep checking empathy software.
I got the panel off! Looks like wires 5 and 7 are flashing.
Perfect. Reset them by holding the buttons underneath for 8 seconds. Looks like the damage to the empathy is moderate. Some scarring, and the impact jostled some internal systems. Sorry, Pyxis. Running diagnostics now.
Want me to activate the periscope and have a look around?
Yes, please. Do you know how to operate it?
Enough. I typically use it to stargaze.
Excellent.
This ice storm makes visibility difficult. Okay, turning the periscope to look behind us at the point of impact. Oh, I've got something! What is that? Commander, that's another ship. We hit another ship.
Thank you for listening to The Flight of the Empathy. If you'd like to support our series, please visit David Perkey Studios at DPerkey Studios on Twitter. We're currently raising funds to complete the first season of The Flight of the Empathy, so any support is greatly appreciated. Also, if you like what we're doing, telling a friend or two is one of the best compliments you can give us. Thank you.